Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this very special Sunday, the title of our message is Playing Hide and Seek. Based on our Old Testament reading this morning from Genesis chapter 3, especially these verses, then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. And the man and his wife hid themselves. But the Lord God called to the man and said, "Where are you?" I invite you to take your service folder and find the back of that, and you'll find on the back the sermon outline. You can follow that sermon outline on that handout as we consider our theme, playing hide and seek. Well, I ask you this morning, has anything really changed since Adam and Eve? We still try to hide after we do things that make us ashamed. Now, this past week, I confess, I searched for just the right story or illustration with which to introduce the sermon. And I really couldn't find any better story than one some of you have already heard, because every time I teach an adult instruction class or a youth confirmation class, which we just finished a couple of weeks ago, I share the story about my son when he was 3 years old. But I really have no better story of foolish hiding. And besides, I just love telling the story. He was learning to go potty on his own like a big boy. But sometimes little Christopher just didn't make it in time to the potty. One day I noticed he was hiding behind a big lazy boy chair in the front room. And I was curious, and I asked, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yes." And I asked, "Are you going potty in your pants?" And he replied, "No." "Come out, son. You don't have to hide." "I'm not hiding." Has anything changed since Adam and Eve? How many of us try to hide from God or from others when we do things that cause us shame? There's a sense in which the human condition, as described in the book of Genesis, is still absolutely the same. Genesis tells us that we are not an accident of creation. We're not some chance product of mindless evolution. We are a special, beloved creation of God. We have worth. We have value. God loves us, and with that love, He puts a claim upon us. A claim to responsibility. A claim to obedience. And this claim to obedience and responsibility is seen right away in creation when God clearly tells our first parents what tree in the garden was off limits to them. They could enjoy everything God had made in all creation. He only had one prohibition, one request. "Don't eat from this one tree. Trust me. I know, my children, what's best for you." But our first parents, tempted by that liar, that deceiver, that snake in the grass, the devil, quickly learned to question God in their need to obey Him. "Who are you to tell me what to eat and not to eat? I'll do what I please. And having eaten, Adam and Eve immediately felt alienated from God, aware of their disobedience. Whereas before, in their sinless innocence, it made no difference at all. Now they know they're naked. And they foolishly try to hide their nakedness by covering up with some leaves off a tree. They foolishly try to hide behind some bushes and think that Almighty God doesn't know where they're at. Sort of reminds me of a little boy trying to hide behind a lazy boy chair. As if God could not see through their disguise. As if God couldn't see through the bushes. Now there's a sense in which Adam is in every man today. And there is a sense in which Eve is in every woman. Listen to their excuses. I didn't want to eat from that fruit. It's that serpent you made. He made me do it. It's that woman you gave me. She made me do it. I didn't want to do it. But you made the serpent. You made the woman. It's not my fault. It's their fault. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Does any of that sound familiar today? Things have not changed that much since Adam and Eve. We know what is right, and we still do what is wrong. We know what God's standards are, and often we find ourselves doing just the opposite. And then when we're caught, when we're caught with our proverbial hand in the cookie jar, when we're caught, then we play the two oldest games in all of creation, those games taught to us by our first parents, Adam and Eve. We play pass the buck and hide and go seek. Pass the buck. It's the serpent's fault. It's the woman's fault. Hide and go seek. Hey, Eve. Pass over some more fig leaves and scoot over so I can get behind you and with you in the bushes. And so today, what do we do? Now's the time to be tuning into the sermon. Today, what do? We blame someone else. Or we try to hide and cover up what we've done. But like Adam and Eve discovered, we learn these games just don't work. And today, there are basically only two things we can do when we stand before God stripped of our excuses and stripped of our fig leaves. Only two things. One is to try to hide our shame, try to hide our nakedness, try to hide from God, all the while blaming somebody else for our predicament. Or the other, instead of hiding and blaming, we can look to Jesus, who came to save us, who came to restore us, who came to forgive us, who came to cover up our nakedness and shame, who came to give us His own righteousness. Now, describing the very reason He came, Jesus Himself says in Luke 19, verse 10, these words. He said, "For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save those who are lost." Seeking and saving those who are lost. This is the very nature of God from the beginning of creation, because what did we hear in Genesis 3, verse 9, after Adam and Eve played pass the buck and hide and go seek? Listen to Genesis 3, verse 9. "Then the Lord called out to Adam and He said, 'Where are you?'" Almighty God, in His mercy, went looking for them. He knew where they were. He knew what they had done. Leaves and bushes and a lazy boy chair couldn't hide them. But He went to them that they might repent and be restored to Him. My friends, this morning, every Sunday morning, every morning of our lives is a good time for us to set aside the leaves and come out from behind the bushes. This morning, every Sunday morning, every day of our lives is a time for repentance. It's a time for honesty and to admit that we have been disobedient. We have known what is right, but we've done what is wrong. We have sinned and blamed others, and we've tried to hide from God. We've learned that these games don't work. And we're tired, aren't we? We're tired of our nakedness and our shame. Are you ready for some good news? We don't have to hide any longer. We can come home. We can return to the Father's arms, and we can do this because of Him who came to seek and save those of us who are lost. And from the very beginning of creation, God promised Jesus the Savior who would come. He promised the Savior who would come to defeat sin, to defeat death, and yes, to defeat that liar, the devil. The promise was given in the garden where the first game of hide-and-go-seek was played. This promise was spoken in the hearing of Adam and Eve. But make no mistake about it, this promise was spoken to the devil himself. In Genesis 3:15, we read these words. We read the first promise of the Savior, the first promise of the gospel. In Latin, this is called the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel. Here it is. God declares to the devil, verse 15 of Genesis 3, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He, the offspring of the woman, he, the descendant of Adam and Eve, he will come to bruise the serpent's head. He will come to destroy the devil's work, to bring a solution to the sin and rebellion of mankind. And when the time was right, says St. Paul in Galatians chapter 5, when the time was right, God did send forth His Son, born of the Virgin Mary, to redeem us who were living under the curse of sin and death. On the cross, Jesus bore our sin and shame. He who was sinless and without shame took upon Himself our sin and our shame. He was crucified. His body was broken. His blood poured out. And unlike Adam and Eve, He did not run and hide. Unlike Adam and Eve, He found nobody else to blame. He did not hide from His painful but holy duty. Now just imagine for a moment, won't you? Turn your eyes to the one on the cross. Can you imagine, just for a moment, the Lord Jesus bearing the sin and filth and rebellion of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, whoever has lived upon this earth, as He hung upon that cross. But that's what He did for you and for me, that we might have forgiveness and life everlasting. In this way, He truly fulfilled His promise when He said, I have come to seek and to save those who are lost. Well, as we round third and head for home on this sermon, the bad news is this. Not much has changed since Adam and Eve. Disobedience and blaming and hiding continue. But the good news is this. there is still hope for sinners. God still calls out to all sinners. God still calls out to each of us. Where are you? We can answer Him. Repent of our sins. Have our nakedness and shame covered. Our relationship with God restored. My friends, today, how about we make a promise? No more games of hide and seek. Let's quit hiding and let's run into our Father in heaven's arms. In the name of Jesus, amen.